Here we go, turn it up now. You know it's about that time. Got lit times, good vibes for your drive. Release the stress, feeling your best. If you're ready to party, say yes. Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
You can be confident that Carrie and Tommy are about to make your drive home way more fun. On the road, you can go with confidence thanks to Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Because just like Carrie and Tommy, tyres and car servicing go together. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. Carrie Bickmore and Party Bird.
Still got your wristband on from the weekend, mate, eh?
No, it was just
before. Hey, who's mocked me for continuing to wear their wristband days after the event?
Yes, but this is from today.
But why have you got it on still?
Because I have to go back tonight.
Are you just going to wear it all day?
Oh, someone's on a bender.
Yeah, no, I had to get a COVID check for the gig I'm doing tonight.
And they give you a little wristband to say you're COVID-free.
It says checked.
Cool. Yeah.
Hey, I should have actually asked. Wait, what am I meant to do? Take it off and then go back to them and go, I need to get another one and do another COVID test. Sick burn, guys. Actually, though, why haven't you guys had COVID tests? What, oh, my God. I can't believe I'm the only one that is responsible in this community.
For what? No, we're not all doing a gig tonight.
You look a bit snotty. I'm just saying, when's the last time you did a COVID test?
Because
it can't be. I can't be the only upstanding member of a community, okay?
Hey, we're serving up some cash today and serving up some incredible advice from Mr. Resilience himself, Hugh Van Kynenburg.
Yeah.
Kynenburg. Not his name. Kynenburg.
Huge Van Kynenburg. A Clydesdale horse serving up some advice. Stay in the nut house, please.
Carrie and Tommy.
The stage diver herself, Taylor Swift.
Where she dived? Yeah.
Through a hole in the stage.
When?
At her tour.
She fell in.
No. She actually takes a full proper, like she's diving into a swimming pool.
Do you think there's a mat underneath?
I don't know. I wonder, did she go on water or mat?
Or does she just do a roll and gets back up and rolls on?
Remember when our poor friend
Hans. He broke his back, I think.
I know. He's better. He's better. But he fell on the cruise ship into the orchestra pit.
I know.
It was a debacle.
I'm sure he loves it. You're laughing about it.
No, because
he loves our show. If you're listening, Hans,
to be
I'm
fair,
so
you,
sorry about my
I
friend.
Love, it's very, very inappropriate. Diving.
I love Hans. Yes.
Do you remember when you
stage-dived
at R&B Fridays?
Of course
and then,
I do.
Yeah. They never asked you back.
Yeah, I know, because I looked at, because I forgot that, like, as I jumped off the stage, I looked down and I forgot that the average age is 14-year-old.
What I remember, though, is we
running for their life.
We just started working together and they'd given us a script or something and we're about to go on stage. And I said, do you want to go through this or anything? And you're like, hey, I got this. And we get on stage and you go squash a whole lot of little children.
No, I didn't squash. I didn't hit anybody. That was the bad bit. I heard 15,000 people go like this. Oh, as I hit the ground, my wind came out of my body.
Cool. Yeah. Speaking of cool, we brought in our producer, Georgia, the coolest member of the team.
The youngest member of the team.
And the coolest, I would say.
No, not a chance.
I was voted the coolest.
So
don't
cool.
you remember
so,
that?
Yeah, but
so comfortable
voted.
In her own skin, which makes her so cool.
Okay.
What?
Sure. I just think what we're about to hear.
Are you feeling jealous?
I'm feeling sad for Georgia because she's so young and I found out how she spent a night last night, which was doing what?
I finished Sex and the City for like the fourth time, like the last episode of the sixth season.
You watch six seasons of a show four times.
Episodes are only like 20 minutes long.
But you're
how many would you go through in a night?
Oh, maybe like six.
Wow.
You're 24.
I have trouble sleeping.
You're 24. Go out.
Go out where?
It was a Tuesday night.
People
what
were.
On a Tuesday
I know,
night.
But when I was 24, I was out every night.
Really?
Yes,
I
but
wasn't.
I
you're
it from hasn't
here.
Worked out that well for me. But that's be me.
But you're from here. You have friends here. Like, I've got friends.
I said you were cool. Let's not get it. Make it all sad.
And poor producer Sam out there has got his hands in the air because he thought you guys were friends.
Georgia, I'll come out with you.
Oh, no, it's fine.
You did say you went out the other night, though.
I'm going out on Thursday.
And then you made up a gig and you couldn't tell us where it was.
But what about you?
You
went and played netball.
I went and played netball last night before I started the marathon.
So you're 24. Do you go out one night a week?
During like Monday to Friday?
Yeah.
I don't go out any time during the week.
Oh, my God.
She's got an important job.
Don't. Yes, I care about my job.
Do you go out Friday, Saturday, job? Sunday?
I do go out Friday.
What job? Which this
our
job?
Excuse
me. I did go out on the weekend. I went to Geelong for a pub crawl.
See? Fun.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
I think watching things back to back to back is quite normal. I watched Sound of Music 30 times when I was a kid. Oh, it's the familiarity of it.
Also, I went to 8 pubs at that pub crawl. So I was out.
Here, here.
Sister.
Yeah.
So and then you've taken a week to recover. You've taken a day per pub to recover and you're 24.
What's the most you've watched? What movie? I'm sure you've watched a movie multiple times.
Oh, yeah.
You love it. What's your go-to comfort movie?
Dumb and Dumber. I used to, I used to watch all the time.
Exactly.
You know, I used to put it on. Nah.
Yes. No, we now need to hear. Yeah. No, you used to put it on what?
No.
Not during.
Yeah.
Why?
not during, before, hoping that it. Yeah.
What? That she's going to be into Dumb and Dumber?
No, or she'd be so not into it would be the plan, that she would get distracted by other things.
Very sad team.
You're
no,
not.
At least I had
I'm into
else.
What you're doing. You are very cool. I think there's nothing wrong in watching Sex in the City 4 times.
Also, have you seen it? It's such a good show.
I'm not going to, mate. 13, 10, 60. Do you watch series on
What's
repeat?
What's the most you've seen a series?
Yeah,
very
on repeat. And are you not sad?
Like, well, of course you're going to say they're all sad.
But they might not. They might
no,
bring
of
in
course.
And be awesome. Give us a call, 13 10 60. Do you watch a series of things on repeat? And we'll work out if it's sad or not. Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
Outcast, Miss Jackson for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy. The time game is coming up very soon.
Ooh. But right now, I feel bad for producer Georgia.
Yeah, I know. So do I.
She
Isn't has, it sad?
No, she loves watching Sex in the City and you've taken the joy away from her.
No, I haven't. She'll keep doing it. That's
four
fine.
Four times she's watched it.
Yeah, the whole six seasons, four times.
And she's
and that
24.
Doesn't include the movies.
Oh, my God.
How many times
we've had
have you
a
watched
fact.
The movies?
First one maybe like three or four times as well.
That's just really.
With people, though.
The same
lying.
Person comes over.
Yeah, you're lying. We're asking, is it okay to watch series multiple times?
Well, what's the most you've watched something? Natasha.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
So I've watched Lost, the series, about 6 times, maybe 7. I've lost track.
Did you understand it yet?
That's, I think, why I keep watching it, because I partly love it and then partly have no idea what's going on most of the time.
Doesn't just a plane crash and people are stuck on an
island?
Should
have lasted one season.
You'd think so. You'd think so. No.
No? That's not what happens?
I mean, that's like one part of like
right.
the first season.
Okay.
Isn't there like alternate worlds and stuff?
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. I couldn't even begin to describe how crazy the series is.
And how old are you, Natasha?
I'm 40.
So is that okay that Natasha's watching Lost 6 times in her 40s?
It's better than doing it when you're
24.
Yeah. Natasha, does it stop?
A long time.
Does it stop you doing other things? Like, do you think sometimes maybe you could spend your time a bit better in this
I
lifetime?
I mean, I reckon, couldn't we all, instead of binge-watching TV?
Hey, that's
but I
so
also,
true.
Like, I'm like the producer. I don't sleep, and I stay up till all hours of the night. So it's like my sleeping time that's really
being impacted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not eating into productivity.
Yeah.
Is it any other series, or is it just Lost?
The Divergent series.
Yep, okay.
Or, like, Hunger Games.
It's
I tend
heaps.
To watch, like, those. I really love those movies. I don't know. That's
okay.
Pretty much. That's all I can remember now anyway.
What does your partner think, Natasha?
Oh, he doesn't really watch TV. He watches footy. He watches footy nonstop Monday through Monday. So I can have my series,
Here's
right?
a question.
Good on you. Good
I
on.
Know friends who are mad into their footy that watch their favourite game or a grand final, and they can watch it 4 or 5 times, the same game where they know the end result. Mm. Do you ever watch a footy game on repeat?
The 1990 grand final, I reckon I've watched about 400 times.
Oh, my God. So then what? How can you have a go at Georgia?
Because she's a loser.
Maz, what are you watching and how many times have you watched it?
Hello.
Hello.
Carrie and Tommy, hi.
Maz, it's so
Tommy.
Nice to chat to you, Maz.
Oh, my God. Don't you dare. We are not mad at all. I'm okay. A woman of 43.
Good on you, Maz.
We recently discovered The Vampire Diaries and I've now watched it 3 times over.
Is it
how many series? Like how many is it series?
Yeah, like seasons.
Seasons. How many seasons?
It's 8 seasons long. There's about 21 episodes per season.
But Maz, here's the thing. So firstly, I think good on you. You found something you love. That's great. My issue is not people doing it full stop. It's just that Georgia is 24 and I feel like she should be going out.
Well, it's exactly like Georgia. It's cutting into our, it's late at the night when there's nothing else to watch. And I actually search for stuff on Netflix, nothing else to watch. So I go back to my trusted series.
Hey, Maz, do you know, we've done the calculations. If you watched, just watching it all through one time, you've done it 3 times, one time, is 7 days. You'd have to watch it nonstop for 7 days, 171 hours for 3 times. That's 21 days worth of the same show. Like, you could have learned a whole new hobby in that time.
Possibly. I'm too old to learn new hobbies, but I'm not too old to discover Vampire Diaries.
Good. I really like Maz.
She's awesome, and she's not too old to learn a new hobby. You're never too old.
That is true. But you are too young sometimes, like Georgia, who is too young
to be watching Sex in the City.
Sex in the City over and over and over.
Also, it's funny because Sex in the City is kind of aimed at older women.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Amanda.
Georgia, hey guys, how are you?
Georgia. Like, how old are the women in Sex in the City, Georgia?
Isn't menopause 40? Like a top? Isn't
40?
Are they? I thought like it was about. Oh yeah,
you
I thought they were
perimenopausal.
They always rip on girls in their 20s.
And do you try and join in with them?
I'm like, yeah,
get them.
Amanda, what are you watching?
I am watching Below Deck.
Oh yeah.
Below Deck. What's that?
Yeah. It's the cruise ship show. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the mega yachts where they show the staff and all the guests that come on board.
Yes.
How many times have you watched it?
Way too many. So I'm watching the Caribbean episode at the moment. So there's 10 seasons.
So is it like Housewives of like New Jersey and then New York and like there's all these different places that the cruise ships go that you watch?
Yeah, that's right. So they have like a really wealthy broker come on there or a family come on there. And then it's all about the interaction with the staff and what naughty things they get up to while they're below deck.
Isn't that fun? Amanda, again, I think it's great that you found something you're passionate in. I'm going to ask the rude question. Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm older than the other two.
Okay.
So kids know better.
Yeah. No, that's fine. Because again, I feel like it's that my thing is not.
It's an age thing.
It's that Georgia should be.
So you're happy with old sad people. You just don't want young sad people.
No, I just think I've worked out that Georgia is in fact not sad. She's just 50.
Carrie and Tommy.
Lizzo to be loved for your Wednesday afternoons. Carrie and Tommy, we actually have some Lizzo tickets to give away.
She's announced she's coming down under. We got tickets to her shows a bit later in the show.
Mm.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Tom Game has 2 glowing celebrity endorsements. One from Amy Shark.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a dumb game. I gotta go.
And the other from marathon runner and Australian hero, Ned Brockman.
What do you think of the time game, Ned Brockman?
I think it's a great game. It would be better if I hit bang on 5.
This week, the jackpot is up to
500 smackaroo.
Carrie and Tommy's time game.
It's getting back up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
500 is not to be sneezed at.
It's not to be sneezed at. What money would you sneeze at?
Well, I felt when it was at 100, given we gave away 30,000, it felt a bit sneezable.
Yeah, that's
a
chump change to you, isn't it? No. You use it as a hanky.
Wiping her nose with a $100 bill.
With plastic notes too, so it just smears the snot on it.
But you can't see it green because
then,
it's fine.
Yes, and then she hands it to a producer and goes, you deal with that. Give us a call, 131060. Time Game's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Goo Goo Dolls, slide for you Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy and it's time for this.
And she hasn't even noticed. You haven't even noticed?
What?
I washed him.
Shampooed and conditioned this week.
I gave him a little head rub.
Mm.
Did you like it?
You like it?
Yeah, it was nice. It was like a little bit of a scratch, but a bit of a massage as well.
Because
what noise did you make when it happened?
But the smell was starting to.
Wet dog smell.
Yes. Yeah. G'day, Lana.
Hello, how are you going?
Good. How happy are you that we've got a clean ferret pushing the buttons?
Oh,
extremely happy. Yeah, good. I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yes.
It'll make him quicker on his fingers too, because he doesn't have, because you trimmed his nails as well. He doesn't have excess hair.
This is probably a bad time to tell you.
What?
I forgot the nails.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it slows him down.
They're gross.
So he can't see. Like, his hair.
Anyway, but Ilana, sorry. Good luck here. $500 is on the line. He'll say start. You say stop. If it's exactly 5 seconds, the money is yours. Are you ready to go?
Yep, ready.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. I'll be honest, Ilana. I started daydreaming then.
Yeah,
because
I was distracted.
Yeah, so I have no idea how you went. How do you feel you went?
Hopefully I'm on the money.
$500 up for grabs. Ferret boy had to go out of chicken.
Five.
Five.
Point.
Okay.
6-7.
Ooh.
No.
Good
do I call
kick.
Him ferret
Good
boy?
Kick. Well, I don't know. You don't call me human boy. So I think it would be weird.
But how do you refer to him?
Jesse.
That's my name.
That's his name. Like,
but
what
when we play this game,
when you,
though,
when you, when, that's what when you get introduced to people's dogs,
but he's not
and they go, my dog's called Rosie, do you go, oh, okay, dog girl? Like, just.
You know what I mean? Like, because when we play this game,
we have
a
ferret.
New role.
No, what I am the ferret. Jesse's outside.
How does a ferret understand it better than the human?
Jesse can't be outside. Jesse's here. No, we just said.
Are you?
Jesse, the regular button pusher, is outside. Jesse, the ferret, is in here.
Ferret boy.
Sure.
G'day, Kai.
G'day, Tommy. How you going, mate?
Oh, I'm struggling because I'm dealing with an idiot across from me who doesn't understand the simple concept that our game is run by a marsupial. Are they marsupial? Are you a marsupial?
Sure.
Okay. Kai, you get it, right?
I think I get it, mate.
Yeah, good, good. Are you up for $500?
Oh, you couldn't tell you how much it would mean to us. We need it desperately.
Well, good luck, Kai.
Thanks, mate.
Start.
Still a tiny bit long for me.
Kai, and I was in it for you too. It did feel a little on the long side, but I'm hoping I am wrong. How did he go?
6.00.
Good kick. Geez, you've got strong legs today. G'day, Sarah.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, living the dream.
Love to hear it.
What do you want the cash for, Sarah?
Going on holidays in a couple of weeks' time. Woo. So
where are you
that'd be nice.
Where are you headed?
Not sure. We're getting in the motorhome and going.
Oh, heaven. Freedom.
Where right. time isn't that's even it. A thing, you know?
Yes.
You hit the road and whenever you get there, you get there.
Yeah, although it is important to
right.
get there when you want to get there.
Biggest
anyway.
Decision.
If you ever get there.
Whether to turn left or right.
Yep. Yep. Oh, ferrets are members of the mustelid family. When did you see the rest of the mustelids?
It's Mr. Mustelid to you.
Mr. Lid.
Mustard lid.
Have you got a Mrs.
Lid? Sarah. You have lost your mind.
Sarah, are you ready to play? Are you ready, Sarah?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, I'm it.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, Sarah, it's going to be a quick road trip if you keep that up, Sarah. How did she go?
4.57.
Oh, she felt quick, didn't she?
Liz, welcome.
Hi.
Were you aware ferrets are part of the mustelid family, Liz?
No.
No, neither was I.
Did you understand that Jesse is a ferret, Liz?
No.
Liz, you do understand the consequences of this game, right? Because if you get it right, you win $500, and hopefully that's what happens, Liz. But unfortunately, if you get it wrong, the moon door opens and Jesse gives you a big old kick and you plummet many, many stories.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Oh my God. Liz, you better get ready to scream. How did she go?
3.58.
Oh, she fell laughing.
Oh, she's got a happy demeanour. That's like Ferret Boy does. Should we end with Lee?
I don't know. I'm going to lose my mind if we keep going too much longer.
Lee, a fast game's a good game. You ready to go?
Absolutely.
Handing you over to Ferret Boy now.
Start.
Okay.
We've talked about that so many times.
Now's not the time for a deep breath.
Yes, I know, but just Jesse, they always been okay.
6.10. Okay.
$600 next week.
Hang on, have you kicked her? You still there, Lee?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, she's gone now.
Carrie and Tommy. Driving you home for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because there's something that you already know about me, but maybe the world, if they haven't been listening, doesn't.
What about my weakness? I'm totally addicted to
vaping and kebabs.
You're not alone. Did you see Ed Sheeran today?
No.
He's done a big interview with Rolling Stone magazine talking about his struggle with binge eating.
Yes.
And he said that he was in the One Direction wave, that era, and he said he was always like, why don't I have a six-pack? And he was like, oh, it's because I love kebabs and drink beer.
Yes.
And he said, and he'd go do like these songs with Bieber and Mendes, and he'd be like, why do all these people have these figures? Oh, that's right, because I can't stop eating kebabs.
Do you know, they tried to tell me today, I did a tech check for a comedy show, and they said on camera they didn't want me to wear white because you couldn't see the structural integrity of my body. And I had to tell them that, no, I've eaten a kebab every day for 6 weeks, and that's why you can't see the structural integrity of my body. And it doesn't matter what shirt I'm wearing. It's going to be the same. But I did have a question. I've got a heartwarming tale for you.
Okay.
But I do have a question, and we're going to cross to our ethnic correspondent, sure. Eli, the web guy. What is the difference between...
Hold on. We need to get his credentials first.
Mm-hmm.
Tara Masalata.
Oh, yep. There we go. Thank you. Thank you. What is the difference between a euros, a kebab, and a suva?
Ooh, I would say it's the meat.
Okay.
Ah. Oh.
Because I thought...
What, so they're all in pita bread?
Well, I think like with a euro, it's...
no S, a euro.
A euro.
A euro.
I think it's yeah. shaved.
Yeah.
Whereas
oh, yes.
a kebab, it's chunky.
It's on the stick?
Yes.
And then what about the, what was the other yes. option?
A kebab, a euros, and a souvlaki.
What's souvlaki? Souvlaki sometimes comes with chips.
Oh, in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what makes
and
it a souvlaki.
I think it might also be the pita bread.
Yeah.
The pita bread.
I love it. Because I thought a euros, because when I was getting euros in Adelaide for the Fringe, they were toasting them.
Oh.
Yeah, so they'd make it up and then they'd toast it. And oh my.
And what's the difference between a euros and a gyros?
Yes.
Well, it's just a gyros.
Yeah. But some of them are spelled with a G.
Yeah, so G.
No, yes, and a,
so
or a Y.
Gyros is spelled with a gamma, which is gamma. And gamma is traditionally written with a G.
Oh, so but sometimes they westernize it and put it with a Y or...
So it's actually there. Pronounced with a Y. So it's gyros,
yeah.
Y.
Yes, but okay. Did they get sick of white people going...
Gyros?
Gyros.
Can I have a gyro?
Yeah, give us a gyro.
A gyro.
A gyro. Anyway, do you want my...
So is that correct, his explanation of how different they are?
As if I'm going to ask anyone else, of course.
Oh, he didn't seem very firm on it.
No, it doesn't matter.
No.
Doesn't
one
matter.
I
I'm
think
taking
has
it.
So what's your heartwarming tale?
So there is a souvlaki store that I've been going to for on and off 10 years, right? Maybe longer because it's in an area where I usually go out late at night. And so on the way home, I'll go in. And there was this one old lady that worked there and she's been there forever and she works all hours of the night. It's open till whatever, 5 a.m. or something. And she's there. She would have seen fights in that store. She's always so sweet. And then I went in the other day and she wasn't there. Yeah, and I thought, oh, maybe she's had a day off, which would be weird because it would be the first day ever. And she's probably 70, right? And then I went in again last night and she wasn't there. And I asked the guy that I'd seen last time, I said, hey.
So your run of no kebabs is going well?
Yeah, I wasn't meant to. Yeah, so I went in the other week and I asked the guy, I said, hey, is the old lady okay? And he said, what do you mean? She's fine.
Oh.
And I said, I just haven't seen her. And, you know, I've never seen her take a day off ever. And he goes, oh, no, don't worry. He goes, I bought the business off her. And with the money that I spent on the business, she's taking a year's holiday back in Greece.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is so amazing.
Just to think the reason that business is so profitable.
I know, is him.
Is because
me.
Of you.
Yeah. And I told him, well, I'm never coming back and you've bought a dud at the wrong time.
Carrie and Tommy. Yeah, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. And guys, with Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto, you can go with confidence.
Yes.
Do you know what a ball joint is?
Yes.
Do you? I don't. But Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto do.
How good
so
is that?
So if I went there, right, they'd get a Bridgestone tech check. Yeah. They'd get a little short video and they'd show me exactly what a ball joint is so I don't feel like I'm being just told words that I don't understand.
Isn't that fantastic?
Amazing. And they tell me if it needs to be replaced or not.
Great stuff. Get in there. Hey, up next, I've got a hot topic I want to talk about. We haven't discussed it enough on this show.
Mm-hmm.
classical music. I've got an issue. Anyway, that's next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Ooh. Miley, flowers for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Bic, here's a quick question. It's about classical music. The conductor, do they do anything?
Yes, they do. They bring in the different instruments. They keep the beat.
But then why do they have sheet music in front of them?
What do you mean? Because they have to follow the music.
But then why do they have a conductor? Do you know what I mean? Like sheet music has timing and stuff on it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, so why don't they just follow the like sheet music?
Like bands don't have conductors.
Because doesn't the sheet music show you what the notes are that you have to play, right? Mm-hmm. But perhaps the clarinet or the strings are only needed for one part, even though it's in front of them, and they could play it if they wanted, but they're not needed right now. We're only going with the horns, but then they want everybody to follow that sheet music at the one time. So he goes, two hands, ding, 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 brings them all in.
Even if you do need a conductor, what you definitely don't need is the cute little stick that he waves around.
The wand?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I reckon if you went like this, bang, and all the conductors in the world disappeared.
This is horrible.
I reckon.
Like a magic spell.
So how do you know when you're needed, though, and you're the horn player? How do you know when you're needed, and how do I know when I need it, and I'm the violinist?
Because like any band, you've rehearsed. I honestly reckon if you go boom, all the conductors gone.
But they play symphonies that go on for hours. If you're going to remember at which part all of you are needed.
So you reckon they haven't rehearsed and they go, geez, I hope my one man's there.
But the same reason we have, hold on, the same reason we have an entire board here that tells us what's coming up, and every now and then you need reminding. But in fact, all the time.
How many wands do you see in the studio, though?
I would prefer some wands. Instead, I've just got some resting
producer. Why are you so strongly on the side of the conductor?
Because I feel like that you wouldn't have any idea what it's like to be in an orchestra, and I think that they would obviously be necessary, otherwise they wouldn't be there.
What do you mean? There's so many unnecessary people in this world. Like so many.
Does anyone in the team have an actual reason why what conductor's used for?
Because I was going to.
Do you know, Pip?
Pippa, talk to us, producer Pippa.
Google knows.
But that's written by a conductor. They're desperately going, hey, I'm real good. Yeah, and the music wouldn't possibly function without me and my wand.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to help your argument, Carrie. A conductor brings a unified vision to the music.
See, exactly.
God, I hate watching vision.
Boss of a radio show.
Yeah, are we talking about good stuff?
She's just having a day off. She's still got vision.
Waving a wand somewhere.
Love you, Son, if you're listening.
Yeah, love you, Donnie. I was going to ask a different question. Because I was interested, I was watching a show about a fantastic conductor and wondering whether they were valuable to the orchestra. And then I posed a question to my housemate, which is, are all people who play classical music, do they all grow up in rich households? Because I just assume, because it's such a posh thing, that I assume they've all come from rich families and they're like, oh, Timmy, have you tried playing the baby grand for a little bit? Or are there any working class people who grow up to play in an orchestra?
Interesting.
Do you want to ask that question or do you want to ask conductors, are they useless or not?
I mean, I think the same people that call might be able to address both issues.
That's a great question, yes. Carrie.
I hesitate to contribute to the conversation.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should, Carrie.
Why? Like, yeah.
Yeah, because you're going to tell us when you were on Acreage and you grew up and every now and then I broke out the clarinet when the harp was rusty.
My mum loves classical music. That's all she plays to the kids in the car is Bach and Beethoven. And what?
It just reminds me of the joke. You know the action remake they were going to make with the conductors, and they were going to use action stars and make it into and they were handing out the roles, and Arnie said, "I'll be Bach." That's better than you gave credit for.
Let me guess, you didn't grow up with it?
I did not grow up with Mummy. Mummy. Is this Beethoven? Which one, Mummy?
I prefer Mozart.
Oh, Mummy. Mummy, when are we going back to Vienna? God, I miss the operatic art form, Mummy.
We're in Vienna. We did go see some of the places where all this music came from, and it was quite extraordinary.
Okay, this was so where Mozart was born.
Oh, Mozart.
Baby Mozart.
Oh, and I'm there like, do they have kebabs here? 1310-60.
Is this why they invented the ice cream?
1310-60. Vianella. Oh, there you go. There you go. 1310-60. Give
That's
us
where
a call.
I did my Sound of Music
is
to
it only, yep. Is it only posh rich families that get into classical music? And is the conductor useless or not? Give us a call, 1310-60.
Carrie and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill for your Wednesday arvo. A few of these people might have a castle on the hill.
I think that's unfair.
No, but that's what we're trying to work out. It might be completely unfair. We're asking two questions because classical music is the hot topic that everybody's talking about these days. And I want to know.
Once you finish your mouthful of popcorn chicken.
Sorry, I haven't had popcorn chicken. Mm. Thank you.
You are so
I want to know, is the
is
conductor...
That
Mozart.
Mozart.
Oh, it's not Chopin.
Oh, Chopin.
Chopin. Yeah. What's a Chopin, bro? Just some tunes.
Chopin up on this piano, bro.
Hello. All right, boys, into the pit. All right, boys, out of the pit. Show's over. Anyway, bring you on, but let's go out.
Phil, please help.
G'day, what's up?
Oh, my God, can we guess what instrument Phil plays? Do you play an instrument, Phil?
I do. I play a few.
Okay, Ooh. Okay, let's guess.
And sorry, Phil, it's in the field of classical. You're a classical musician?
Yeah, I'm a bit of everything musician. I grew up as a band geek, you know, through like school bands, and then like went to study music afterwards at uni. So,
do you play guitar?
Yes, that's one of them.
Yep.
You play
violin.
Violin.
No.
If you play guitar, you would know chords, so you would also play piano.
Oh, unfortunately, no piano.
Okay.
A horn, trumpet,
bass.
Oh, you're getting closer now. Yep.
Trombone.
Saxon.
Go a bit, something smaller.
Clarinet. Trumpet. No, hang on, wait.
Oh, yeah, I think you had it, Tommy.
Trumpet?
Saxophone.
Saxophone.
Oh, he's a sax guitarist.
Sax. Cool. Oh, what a, yeah. Leave some for the rest of us, Phil. Come on. And Phil, you'll be able to answer the question then. Is a conductor useless?
No, they're not useless. They're kind of like, as Carrie said, like a director for the whole group. So rather than everyone picking their own speed, they have a way of knowing what the speed is in front of them and keep everyone else in time. Their job is to note the whole score, so they're bringing in all the instruments at the right volume, the right spot. Whereas in like modern music, like when you got a band, like a rock band, everyone's got like a clicking in their ears usually, so that'll tell them when to come in.
Oh, is that happening in their earpiece?
Yeah. So when you watch like a band on The Voice or on like live TV, usually they'll have earpieces with the click that, like usually a conductor would do, in their ears.
Phil, I did not know that. Fascinating.
Do you want to ask Phil the other question
interested in? My other question was, are all people that are into classical music, do they all grow up posh?
Well, take it that I'm a tradie, I would say probably not. I grew up in the western suburbs of Blacktown, so I wouldn't be calling myself posh anytime soon.
But also, you're in a band. That's different to do you listen to classical? Did you grow up listening to classical music?
Yeah, I listen to film scores, to video game music, to like, I studied music, so I just listen to anything and everything.
Still sounds a bit cool.
It does sound. Sorry, Phil, you're too cool. Thank you, Phil. G'day, Deb.
Oh, hi. Hi, guys.
You're up and about, Deb.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Bit of energy, Deb.
Yeah. So I'm a mum of two.
Yes.
I'm 33.
Yep.
Just a bit of background. I grew up with a single mum with three kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously weren't
posh.
Eating caviar every dinner.
And you were into classical?
Yeah, as weird as it is, every time we'd go into an elevator or, you know, when you'd have to call somewhere and have hold music, I would always be like jamming out to it. And
so did your mum play it a lot at home, Deb?
Not really. We grew up listening to a lot of wog music and just like whatever was on the radio. But then once I became a mum, I think it really blossomed. Like I started to listen to it to help like settle my nerves. And when I was pregnant, to the point where once I actually had my daughter and I'd play classical music, it would soothe her to sleep. So it was like she remembered it through the womb.
Do you play any instruments?
I used to play piano back in the days.
Okay.
But it wasn't classical. I ain't that good.
Mm. So see, Deb, I love you and I love your energy because I see, I don't really know. Does that count?
Well, because she wasn't saying as a kid, she like her mum in her family home played classical music, which is the question you're getting to. Is classical music only blaring out of the speakers?
Yes.
Of and then wealthy the
people,
families.
Yes. And then people go on to play. But
Braid. Anyway, it was great. Talk to us, Braid.
Yeah.
Hi, I've done a Bachelor of Music in classical voice, opera singing.
Oh, give us a bit, Braid.
Maybe at the end.
Oh, that's good. That's real showbiz. Yeah, that's great. Good on you. Okay, sorry, go on. I cut you off.
I grew up middle income, family of five, went to Catholic schools growing up, lived in suburbia, nothing really exciting. I met my husband while we were both at the Conservatorium of Music. He did classical piano and now he's a motor mechanic.
Brad, I'm guessing though, because you said Catholic schools, you went to private schools, right?
No, Catholic schools, big difference.
Are there public Catholic schools?
Well, there's Catholic, there's private, and there's public.
How much were your school fees?
$5,000.
You went to a private school, right?
Oh, well, not compared to the private that you'd be paying $25,000.
I dare you to ask Bray to sing for you now.
Bray, can we please have a bit of you singing?
Sure, I'm going to have to get out of the car because it'll deafen my children. All right. Order me out of one piano.
That is amazing.
Two things, Braid. Firstly, that was amazing and thank you. But secondly, because did you notice? Didn't need a conductor.
Carrie and Tommy.
Speaking Duck and Darren Hayes, I want you for your Wednesday, Arvo.
Yes, I want you too, Jesse. Your feelings are not alone.
I also want Hugh Van Carlenberg.
Yeah, but he's not here. Are we worried that our guest has not arrived?
I hope he comes because we've got nothing else planned.
Yes, of course.
Spot.
Hugh, famous for the Resilience Project. At the moment, the Hurry Up Project would be better.
I've got a big question for him because when he was on, I think the first time we had him on his show, I made some bold claims about all the things I was giving up in my life.
Yes.
And how I was going to use my phone differently.
Yes, which is a big, it's a lot of it, it's his ideas.
I think it's time for me to confront him about how that's going next. No.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Ooh. Rihanna's a rude boy for your Wednesday, Arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
I mean,
he wasn't a rude boy. He got here just in the nick of time.
Hugh Van
he wants to know which microphone.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm so sorry. I was literally running down Moray Street at the front, my top off. not like. Just because I thought it looked good. I was in a rush and I had been for a run.
Take a deep breath.
You don't, the good thing is, you don't sound flustered at all.
Life's too short to be stressed, Hugh. You should know that.
I think I stink as well, so I'm so sorry. This is like a...
No, we usually wear the pegs on our nose. It's not you.
Okay. Okay, thanks for having me, by the way.
It's so good to have you back.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, Hugh, it's great to have you.
It's lovely to see you. I always love seeing you. And the last time I saw you, we had a great time. We went to a party. And I sent you a message just reiterating that afterwards.
Yeah.
And I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to play just a bit of the voice memo that you sent back to me because it made me laugh so much of you trying to use some of the same vernacular that I had dropped in my message.
As soon as I saw you walking, I was like, I just relaxed a lot because I think you're one of the best, homie. So homie does not sound natural when I say it.
Homie. Two issues.
And then the rest of the voice memo was just a man spiraling. Trying to unsay homie.
I reckon if you put your back into it, you just didn't say it with confidence. Yeah, yeah. Say it again, but really lean into
it. Hey, Tommy, my homie.
Yeah, that's good.
But the bigger issue is the voice memo. No one wants them, so stop sending them. My advice.
Is that true? Because I've got feedback from quite a few people that they are terrible.
They're just a lot. It's too long. Not yours specifically.
Mine specifically. They are so long. Yeah, yeah.
Even that, I was trying to get that bit out of it, and I was like, there's 2 minutes here.
You got a short one.
How's everything going? You've got your new special coming out, your new...
Yeah, I'll tell you something very funny happened with Tommy, in fact, when we had... It was my first ever...
Up front for the Amazon...
Red carpet. Yes. Yeah, red carpet. My first ever. I've never done one before.
And I turned up to Amazon and it was like the Wiggles are there, the Australian cricket team, Tommy, Dave Hughes, all these people. And we had to go down the red carpet and I could see this happening a mile before it played out. But photographers are going, Tommy, give us a smile and Wiggles, blah, blah, blah. And then it was my turn. I start walking down there and they didn't really say much, but they're all taking my photo and I was just smiling. And then the photographer goes, sorry, mate, what's your name? And I went, oh, it's Hugh. And he goes, oh, good on you, Stu. And I said, no, sorry, is in Hugh Van Kolenbeek. He looked over and listened. He goes, yeah, okay, good on you, mate. Have a good night. My whole night was people having no idea.
Well, you had not filmed your show because my stand-up special that is coming out on Amazon had been filmed already when the upfronts were on, but you had not yet filmed your
show. And also people know who you are. That's the other thing. That you've got. But I had, you know, even beforehand, because all the shows that Amazon have coming out, there was like, as I said, there's a Wiggles and Asher Keddie was there and big names, Australian cricket team. So they had this big photo to promote everything that's going on. And we're all standing in this little foyer together drinking wine beforehand. And the photographer with someone else came out and went, okay, we need Tommy over here. Hughesy, you go here. Wiggles, you go there. And then they're calling everyone out of this room and I'm just standing there by myself and the photographer goes, I think that's all we need. And so there was this photo.
You're not in the group photo.
I'm not in the photo.
Oh,
I was standing by myself.
My God, you've reached over
champagne.
1 million Aussies with your resilience project. Do they not
know who Hugh is?
Can we talk to you about this? So your resilience project, I got on board years ago, came and watched you talk.
Thank you, yeah.
You've got, you know, books, you've got, you know, speaking tours, you've done it all. Here's what I want to ask you quite genuinely, and I don't know how you'll feel about this question, but when I went and saw it, it was life-changing and I changed so many habits with my phone and my outlook and everything. And I reckon 5 years on, I'm going to be the first to admit that I am right back where I was and terrible with my phone and terrible with all of that stuff. And all the things that I put in place have all come undone. Yourself, how good are you at taking on your own advice that you originally set out? Like has your idea on mindfulness, resilience and all that changed over that time as well?
Oh, that's a very good question. Was that a 4 second warning or a 4 minute warning?
No, that was just like, so we've been going for 4 minutes. Good. This is like a voicemail. It's been going for 4 minutes now.
In the special, there's actually a point where I stop and I didn't mean to say this, but I talked about how Dustin Martin does all this stuff and he's apparently been doing it. It's like over, 1,500 days or something. He's been practicing this stuff that I talk about every day.
Amazing.
And I accidentally, during the special, we decided to keep it in, but I said, I said to Dustin, how do you do this? I've never done it for more than 50 days. Oh.
Interesting.
And then I said, no, actually, do you know what? I'm not here to say be like me. I'm not like a Tony Robbins, like do what I do. I'm not that, like I'm imperfect and I struggle like everyone else. I just know that when I do this stuff, I'm so much happier. I'm so much more connected to the people that I love. But it's hard and it takes discipline. It's like physical fitness. Like you've got to practice. If you want to be good at something in life, you've got to practice it. And in this special, I'm putting forward the things that if you practice them, you will feel happy. That will improve your mental health, but it's bloody hard to stick at it.
Shall we hear what those things are next?
Yes.
Great. Stay with us.
Gary and Tommy.
Yes, it is, and we are still joined by Hugh Van Kolenbeek.
Yes, Jam is out now on Prime Video. Make sure you check it out. Hey, for people who don't know what it's about, can you just give us a rough overview?
The first thing I'll say is when you look at the branding, like the logo, it's my name, and then it just says Jam. It looks a little bit like I'm saying,
you're a Jam.
I am a Jam. it's not that. Jam stands for gratitude, empathy, mindfulness. I've always, since the age of about probably 20, I've been really fascinated by what is it that makes people happy. And the reason for that is my little sister, when she was in her mid-teens, she developed anorexia nervosa, eating disorder, stopped eating, and it really ravaged her. And I remember when she was first admitted to hospital, it was, I'll never, ever, ever forget the day. It was a very hot February morning here in Melbourne. And I remember coming home from the hospital that night and I asked Dad a question he didn't answer. He was doing the washing up. And I turned around to see why he didn't answer. And he was, I'll never forget the silhouette of his body sort of hunched over the kitchen sink crying. And I'd only seen Dad cry once before when our dog had died 10 years before that. And I think it's then that I realized how horrific this thing was and the state we're in as a family was like, I remember thinking we are not a happy family.
Mm.
And that had not been the case for us ever before. And I think at that point, I just remember thinking, I just would love to, I can't help my sister right now. That's beyond me, but I'd love to know what I could do for Mum and Dad or for my little brother, Josh, who was 11 at the time. And I had no idea. I didn't know. But I became fascinated, and it wasn't until 10 years later, I was living in India. I was there. I was just traveling with my ex-partner, and I went there to, and she said, why don't we do some volunteer teaching? And I said, we could get paid because we're actually teachers. And she said, no, I think we should volunteer. And luckily, thanks to her philanthropic heart, compassionate heart, we ended up volunteering. And we were in this village. We were going to be there for 2 weeks, no running water, no electricity, no bed, everyone's sleeping on the floor. I didn't know these things until I got there and thought, I'm not doing 2 weeks, I'm doing 2 nights and I'm out of here. My next day was the first day in the school, and it's a day I'll never forget because I remember sitting there looking at these kids thinking, never in my life have I ever seen joy like this before. These people are so unbelievably happy and they have nothing that we would consider in the middle of the desert. And 2 weeks became 3.5 months and I didn't want to leave. And I just, there's one kid in particular, I just followed him everywhere, which sounds incredibly creepy. I don't know. But he was just, I've never seen joy like this. And I just watched what he did. And every day he stopped his day and he practiced gratitude, empathy, and mindfulness. He paid attention to what he had. Sorry, I'd cut you off.
No. I just was thinking that you've got your own family now and you're in this crazy world we're in that's so far removed from where you were then. Mm. How do we do that in the life here that we all live in, the world we live now?
Well, we're all going to India.
I mean, it sounds incredible what you were doing over there and the way they live their life. What do we take from that?
I kind of joined in what they were doing, and their life is set up to be able to practice this stuff. Like they'd get to school half an hour early and they'd all sit down and do this like mindfulness meditation in the middle of the desert with this chant about being present and hearing the wind through their hair, all this kind of stuff. And it was beautiful, but we don't do that here. So we have to be a bit more explicit in carving out time to do these things. And so now with my family, I used to, in a journal, write down 3 things that went well for me every day. That's how I practice gratitude. But I'm too busy and too tired now with the family. I can't be stuffed, to be honest. So around the dinner table, I'll just say, what was your favorite thing today, Penny, to my wife? And she'll tell me her 3 favorite things. And then our daughter will join us. She loves it. She'll join in straight away. And she's a natural, you know, she's a master. She will, if something good's happening during the day, her name's Elsie. She'll just yell out and go, I love this day, which is really beautiful. And our 6-year-old, he'll join in eventually. And Patrick's only 10 months, so he's just vomiting on himself at the time. But we try and incorporate it into our, you know, I love lying in the trampoline with my kids and I just say, hey, what can you hear? Let's just stop and see what we can hear right now as a way of practicing mindfulness.
So it's grabbing those moments. Yeah. It's not necessarily changing your entire life.
No. And you won't do it every day, but when you remember, the most powerful way to influence anyone's behavior is to model the behaviors. And so,
scrolling on our phone is not the modelling we need to be doing.
Oh my gosh. Unfortunately, if it was good behaviour, my kids would be set for life because I'm stuck at the moment in that little, it's very hard to get off. But we just got to, I mean, I'm so scared about when my kids reach that age of being on their phones, but I mean, I can't really, I mean, I'm on my phone, I've set a really bad example for them, a really poor example. COVID, it was like I was doing okay. I had these things set up to stop me and then COVID happened and I just was desperate to connect.
But now you can just tell them to watch the special on Prime Video.
Well, that's
fine.
On their phone. Give them the phone.
That's fine. Give
them. Stop scrolling and start watching data.
Do you know, on a lighter note with the special, the thing I love about it most is my hair. I have quite a vicious receding hairline. And for whatever night on the night, the lady who did my hair and makeup, I just look like I've got this thick, voluminous, lush.
There, it's amazing what they can do.
Oh. It just made me so happy.
It's the simple thing.
Well, to see Hugh Van Kallenberg's full head of hair, check out Gem. It is out now on Prime Video. We love you on this show, mate. Thank you.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. It's great to see you both.
Carrie and Tommy.
Guy Sebastian's choir. It's Carrie and Tommy driving you home for Wednesday, arvo.
Carrie and Tommy are serving up Big Cash.
Curios to your Kokonakis and release the player within. Hire a tennis court today at play.tennis.com.au. No membership, no worries.
This is Farm Bickers. We're serving up some cash to some wacky people and we're also giving some wacky people the chance to serve up some balls at us.
With a chance to win some cash.
Yes, if they hit us the most, they win $5,000.
But the pressure is on.
That one
on.
Hit me in the nuts, Jesse.
The pressure is on.
It's like the last time we played tennis.
Why would you do that? It's not even the real game yet.
There's a real...
Oh, Jesse! That one really got him.
That was in my kneecap.
What?
Yeah.
Where did you get the racket? Yeah.
Miranda, are you there?
Because I can't do
this. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Miranda, I've just been hitting the nuts and the knee.
I'm so, Miranda, what, why do you need cash?
I would love to throw an amazing 30th party for myself.
Okay. Good, I like it, Miranda. When is your 30th?
In August.
Okay, what are you thinking? Paint the picture.
I'm thinking the Palms in Mordialloc, some Mexican, some cocktails. Just, I want like 30, flirty and shining. I want everyone in colour and sequins.
When you said the Palms, I would... I do think you're going to say Dubai.
It's the, Mordialloc is the Dubai of Australia.
No, I like it. It sounds so fun, so, Miranda.
Miranda, what are you what are you trying to do? When you said 30 and 40, are you trying to pick up at your own party?
Well, considering it'll be my party, there's obviously going to be no one there that I'm going to be interested in.
Why don't you invite people that you're interested in to your party? Isn't that
if it's on you guys, then I'll happily invite more people.
Oh, so you want the money to invite some singles for you, yes. Miranda. Okay.
Yeah, I'll just put out a Hinge invite.
So you are so we are
Corey
funding...
Worthington style.
Yeah. Okay, Miranda, instincts stay on the line. G'day, Sally.
Hello.
Sally, why should we serve you up some cash?
Oh, jeez. Sorry.
Can you... Is everybody okay?
Sally, I'm not. It hit me in the eye.
Okay, so do you want me to tell you what I'm asking?
Yes,
because otherwise I'm just going to cry. Here you go.
All right, so I'm looking for $500 because my mum has a very special birthday coming up. She's turning 75, and she's never had the opportunity to attend like a really nice Sydney Harbour restaurant before. Ooh. So I would love to take her, and it's just not something... that I can physically afford at the moment.
Yeah, 75 is not a milestone, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's not.
It's three quarters of a century.
Her mum could die at any time, and then she never got the chance to take her.
How's your mum doing, Sal? Is she pretty good?
She's pretty well and healthy, but she's never had the
chance. Sally, I'm trying to help you out here, okay?
Yeah, I'll ask you again, Sal. How's mum doing?
Look, she's on death row.
That's better. Sally, you can have your $500. Congratulations.
Yes.
Oh, what happened to Miranda's singles party?
We'll come back to her.
Okay.
I've got to speak to Brian. G'day, Brian.
Hello, is it happening?
Pretty good. Would you like to be served up some cash?
I would, definitely.
Okay. What for?
Well... It's a very simple request, but I'd love to $45 just to go see your comedy show, the comedy festival.
Oh, absolutely. Do you want to bring a friend?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, there you go. You can have double $90. $90 is yours, Brian. Also, do you want to come along to the event and hit some balls at us?
Oh, I can't say no to that.
And with a chance to win $5,000.
Yeah, no, I'll be there.
Brian,
you tell me when and where.
You're in for that as well. Stay there. We just have to go back to Miranda.
I just feel sad for Miranda. So, because you can choose whether you give people nothing at all.
Yeah.
Are you going to give Miranda something or nothing?
Miranda.
Hi.
Yeah. How much do you want?
Like 3,000. I feel like that's nice.
Come on. I love her boldness.
Gary, what?
Give her something.
What would you like?
See, I would have put her through. I would have given Brian tickets to your show and I would put Miranda through to serving up the cash to see if she can win the money on the date. But now you've already given it to Brian. I don't know. You made your bed. You lie on it.
You can bring Miranda to the day if you'd like.
No, this is you. This is not me.
Well, then why are you giving me so much advice?
Because that's my role is I'm your doubles partner, and I'm at the net, and I'm saying this time I think you should go towards Miranda.
Hey, Miranda.
Hi.
I've got good news, and I've got bad news for you.
Okay.
The good news, do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Bad news.
I'm not giving you any money, I'm sorry. But the good news is I'm inviting you along to hit balls at Carrie and I, and if you hit the most balls at us, you will get $5,000, and so that will more and go well and above covering your party.
That will.
And get you a husband.
Potentially.
Are you going to say thank you or anything?
No, thank you. This is amazing. I'm just worried because you've already been hit by a whole lot of balls today, clearly, and I'm just worried I'm going to hit more at you.
Yeah, but Miranda, go for it. You need that money.
Okay, all right, okay. I can do that.
I can't wait till you hit me in the balls.
play.tennis.com.au. It's never been easier to rally up a hit. Find your local tennis court and book within minutes. No membership, no worries.
Follow Carrie.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Carrie and Tommy are about to go with confidence out the studio door and into their cars. And on the way home, they'll probably pass one of the 160 locally or family-owned and operated Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto stores across Australia, which means there's one right around the corner. Bridgestone Select Tyre and Auto. Go with confidence.
Bye.